Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Trevor Hayden from Complete Pest Control is with us on the programme today. Trevor, have you noticed this big surge in bedbug infestations across the country?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So we normally get an influx of bedbugs in the summer, but this year has been particularly bad.
Why?
So we had a lot going on in France with the Olympics. We had it last year when we had major events on in Paris as well. And there was warnings over there that there was a lot of bedbug activity. That coupled with the holiday season is just over. So that's the reason why at this time of the year we always get loads more calls for
them. Jeez, Trevor, I was just in France there 2 weeks ago.
Oh, no. Well, but the only thing is, if you brought them home, which you'd know, because these guys feed solely on blood. So, and they have to bite you to, well, technically they don't bite, but they have to pierce your skin.
Trevor, you're giving me nightmares. Go on.
Do you know what? It's the one thing after all these years of working in the industry. It's the one thing that still makes me scratch. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Oh, I have such a thing about them, and I know very little to be honest about them. Actually, you might. I don't even know if I want you to enlighten me. But go on, tell me about them. There, will I see them?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So the most people when you're talking bed bugs, they think these microscopic little mites you see under a microscope. It's not the case at all. A full grown adult bed bug, for all intents and purposes, looks like an apple pip. They're kind of that size, shape, and colour, so you can quite easily see them. Yeah, they're huge. So they hang around. They hang around the bed. Most people think it's on the mattress. It's not the case. It's in and around the bed. So bedside lockers, wall floor junctions, the bed frame will be the main area we'd find them. And they come out. So when you're breathing out at nighttime and your body heat, this is what attracts them to the bed with you. So they come along and they have essentially two parts to their mouth. One is like a needle. So they inject you with an anticoagulant and an anesthetic so you can't feel anything and allows the blood to flow. They take that out and then they put a straw in, essentially, and they suck your blood.
You'll know this the next morning, though, will you? You'll have felt it.
Yeah, you won't feel it while they're doing it, but the next day it'll be everybody's different. So some people react really bad, some people don't react at all. It's kind of similar to the way people react differently to mosquito bites. You'll have
absolutely destroyed in them after two weeks in France, so this doesn't inspire much confidence in me, but go on.
What causes the problem then is because these are kind of a pimple type of thing with a hole in the center, people scratch them. And it's actually the scratching that causes it worsens the irritation, and that's what can cause infection and stuff like that.
So because so many people went to France for the Olympics, I was there just on a holiday. So that is what's brought all these bed bugs home. So how can we get rid of them?
It's really something that you need to get a professional. So we give advice out on the phones all the time with regards to ants and mice. And these are things that with a little bit of guidance, people should be able to get rid of themselves. But with bed bugs, you really need, because we use heat. So we use a superheated steam, we use heat tents, and we use chemical as well. So these are not things people would have available to them. And to do it properly, you need to be using all three.
And are there any home remedies, though?
Look, if you jump on the internet, there's home remedies for everything. But have I heard they work? No, to be honest.
Like, I've never had bed bugs before, right? But I just have this weird thing about them. So I tend to wash bed sheets and towels on extremely high heats, like about 90 degrees. I know we're just after spending 15 minutes talking about environmental changes, so I probably shouldn't be admitting this. And then I proceed to put the sheets and the towels into the tumbler dryer for about another 90 minutes, I'd say, just for the fear of bed bugs. So will that not do anything?
If they were on the sheets, yes. But a lot of the times they're not on the sheets. They're on the bed frame.
It's just pointless with a mouse. Cost me a fortune.
What you've done there is actually a good thing if you're being away. So let's say you've been away and you suspect that there was possibly bed bugs where you were staying. When you come home, these guys are hitchhikers. So they'll get onto your clothes or into your suitcase when you're away, and that's how you transport them home. So if you have any concerns at all, I would be washing and drying everything literally out of the suitcase into the washing machine.
Yeah, I'm weird about that as well. I'd never bring a suitcase upstairs till I've emptied. I know. I always do that. I know it's a bit irrational. I'm beginning to realise this the more I'm saying it out loud. Right, but the washing of the sheets will do nothing for if they're actually in your bed. But I would know I have them at this stage, wouldn't I?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So I don't. Well, thank God for that.
Yeah.
No, but they are across the country.
They only feed. Yeah, they only feed by biting you. So, and if you had bites on you, you'd absolutely know. And they tend to be in a line. So you generally get maybe three or four bites in a straight line.
So for anybody listening to us today who's been to France this summer in particular, you're the people that need to make sure you've washed every single item of clothing that you'd in that suitcase.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. It's no reflection on where you stay. You know, it could be a hostel or it could be a 5-star hotel. The bedbugs don't care what the environment is like. They're literally just, they care about one thing, and that's a blood meal. That's it.
Yeah. So it's only if you stay or sleep in a bed that has bedbugs, that's how they, you know, travel about and passed around.
Yeah, these guys are hitchhikers. So,
like, has there always been an issue with them in Ireland?
Yes, but over the last God knows how many years, air travel has become cheaper and cheaper and people are travelling more and more, so which has increased the amount of activity we're seeing. Years ago, we used to see them a lot coming up to Christmas. And you'd say, coming up to Christmas? Yeah, and what it was people used to go to America, do their Christmas shopping, come home, and all of a sudden they'd bring some home. So we'd have a busy enough season in the summer and then another influx then coming up towards Christmas.
Right, this listener says, I had bed bugs when I lived in New York about 20 years ago. It was an absolute nightmare to get rid of them. We had to spend about $2,000 on exterminators, had to go around all of the skirting boards and throw out all of the bedclothes and the mattress, says this listener.
Yeah, things have changed a little bit now. So we can actually heat up pieces of furniture. We have heat tents, and you put the furniture inside, and you raise the temperature, and you hold it there for an hour, and that'll essentially get rid of anything then that's in the furniture itself.
Right. So thank God I managed to change the sheets on Saturday morning. Trevor, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Trevor Hayden there, Complete Pest Control. If you were in France, get home, wash absolutely everything you brought with you. Bed sheets, the whole lot, everything included. Unbelievable. But there you go, bed bugs right across the country.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.